This final video, we consider the process of constructing your analytically structured historical narrative. Before we go into the details, a brief reminder of the structure of your report. It will consist of three different parts. The first part is the front end of your report. It encompasses the intro, the theory, and the method section, very similar as in your forthcoming master thesis. In turn, the back end of your essay will consist of your discussion and reflection. Again, very similar as your master thesis or any other research paper. In between, however, we have the main body of text, the results or the findings. And it is exactly here where we report on the findings by constructing what we call here an analytically structured historical narrative. So what does this mean? This is a term that has been coined, and I think I mentioned it earlier, that has been coined by Rowlandson and colleagues in a seminal AMR article. The analytically structured historical narrative is a research strategy, and it is one of the possible ways to bridge normal history with management and organizational research. Similarly to history, to normal history, this approach involves the construction of a historical narrative of events, processes, and structures by using historical sources. In contrast to normal history, however, we use an analytical construct or a conceptual lens that will serve us as a structuring device of the narrative. Let me give you an example to illustrate what I mean with a structuring device. The example again draws from Tennant's work on the New Zealand and Australian Land Company, because this published research is basically an analytically structured historical narrative. Consider particularly two sections. Section two, on the right hand side, you see an extract, is organized around the theme of managing over borders. The third section here is then about the two-way influence of relationship between the host country and the home country at the macro level. So he is interested in benefits and costs at the macro level. Specific here is how those two themes structure or plot the narrative. Do you remember where we started this series of videos? Let me show you the picture again. Exactly. So the structuring device, the conceptual lens that you use, is all about how you draw together the events, processes, and structures you wish to cover. It is the green or the red line that produces your narrative. It is whether you are interested in the green narrative or in the red narrative. And so this is influenced by the lens that you take. Having said this, it is of course not easy to decide on what kind of analytically structured history you want to tell. Basically, you need to establish two types of facts before you can tell your story. First, what is actually empirically going on in and around your company? What is the empirics? And the second question is, what does this empirics mean viewed from a theoretical perspective? For the first question, you need to construct and deconstruct. So you construct and deconstruct, and you ask question, what is there empirically? But at the same time, you also need to think about what is not there. And this question will help you consider if what is not there empirically is perhaps unknowable, because it's impossible to get any sources about those aspects of reality, or perhaps it is only an artifact of your own perception. And of course, what is empirically there, this sets the limits of your story. And you remember in the beginning of this series of videos, I talked about the veto power of the sources. We can only tell something what is there, or we have proof that is there. Then the second question here helps you to see the empirics in light of theory and the specific theoretical lens you're interested in. Consider here that to what key theoretical themes your empirics speaks to. Remember our framework from the beginning. And here our suggestion is that you choose just one or perhaps a limited number of the theoretical, distinct theoretical domains that we presented in the framework. So one possibility is that your study is concerned with the influence of the headquarter on the host country management. So how can we manage across border again? Having said this, setting this focus is a very iterative process. So you will think again and again what is there in the empirics and what the empirics could mean theoretically. Most likely, and I can already warn you, you will refine your research question a couple of times before you find this focus on which it will be, until you find the focus that will be promising for your research project. That's it for the moment. So we have together discussed in a series of videos the different elements involved in doing a historical and, in extension, a qualitative research project.